So can you talk about your memories of Tanforan and your first day there, maybe?
Oh yes, I kind of forgotten. It didn't seem to leave any lasting bad memories. But then, when you really think about it, it was the first time that I slept on a mattress filled with hay. And then on top of that, we had to sleep in the horse stall. And I was thinking to myself, my goodness, if they told me to evacuate now from this house and go to a horse racing place and sleep in there on whatever bed that you had. Well, we didn't know, but then we had to fill our own bags of for the mattress. And my mother had kind of a division of labor in her mind that something like that was not a woman's job. And so my two brothers had to fill all of our bedding. But so, I mean, that was my our family's feeling, there was always a division of labor, what a woman was expected to do, and what the men folks' responsibilities were to the family. And so my brothers took it as that's part of their, upbringing. And we didn't think anything more. We said, it's a natural thing. That's how we were brought up.
And your mother really sort of emphasized that. Your mother emphasized
Oh,
that.
yes. I mean, she was very, very Japanesey. She had no intention of becoming an Americanized person because she was going to go to Japan. I mean, she was going to return in Japan, to Japan and rear her family in Japan.
So she maintained a lot of the
Oh,
traditional
she maintained
Japanese.
every part of it. She had no intention of learning what the American culture was going to provide for her children until my sister started to go to college, and she wasn't about to listen to all these Japanese, things. And so my brother used to say, "Boy, I wonder what Mama would have said about she I would have been scolded if I was acted like my sister." Does not, but she's 10 years younger. So I was 20 by the time she was 10, and then when she was ready to go to college, I was a married woman, so it didn't bother me.
So how long then were you in Tanforan? When did you arrive and when did you
I
end up
arrived
leaving?
in May, I think. Was it
May of
May?
42.
May of 42, and we left in September.
And you.
Because my brother was an electrician, so they asked him to leave ahead of our family, and he went as the work crew first, about a month or so before the whole camp arrived. And so we were one of the first trains to leave for Camp Tamfran because my brother was already there.
So you left Tanfren then September, but your brother was already there helping in Topaz, helping to build.
He was the electrician, so he put in all the lights and things. Not all by himself, but with other electricians.